Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So my house already smells like Thanksgiving. Because my sister is going to have a potluck today at work. Mm-hmm. And she called me, and I've got this big refrigerator in my garage. And she said, hey, can I put these turkeys in your fridge because they won't fit in mine? And I was like, sure, no problem. Hey, you know, bring them over because they needed to defrost, right? So she brought them over on Saturday. And then yesterday she's like, hey, you have two ovens. I was like, oh, man, I should have seen this coming. I was like, you should have just told me this, like, you know, yesterday.
Yeah, you totally got set up.
So last night about, about 6 o'clock-ish, I put the turkeys in the oven. Well, those things take like, you know, 5 hours to cook. And so I had to get back up at like 11 to take them out and then, you know, get them all set squared away and everything. And Darren put them in the fridge later on, you know, after they had cooled a bit. And but I woke up because I had to turn my alarm on, you know. And so I woke up and I, you know, you wake up and you're like, oh, it smells like Thanksgiving. It's just lovely. I just love that smell. There is nothing, even a chicken cooking does not taste like, smell like a turkey cooking.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's, you got to have that turkey smell.
Yeah.
Oh.
Few smells are better than turkey.
It's so fantastic.
Cooking turkey.
Yeah, baby.
Maybe tar. When they're boiling tar, I love how that smells.
Do you really? My mom likes that too.
When it hasn't rained in a long time and it falls on the dirt.
Yes.
I love how
that's amazing. That's amazing. You know what I'm really liking? I'm finding myself standing in the middle of my hallway because it's got fresh paint. I don't like the paint smell when it's happening, but like a day or two later when it's mellowed a bit, that's the paint smell I like. My mom, however, will open up a can and stick her nose in the paint.
Oh, that's just...
My mom likes paint and gasoline smell.
Oh, there's something wrong with that lady.
I know.
Absolutely.
I know.
You need to get her help. Or Jeebus.
It's
true.
She
needs one thing or the other, man.
It's
Come on.
True. You know, I mean, you'll
You're
go with her.
You're missing all the signs, Patricia.
I know. You'll go with her to, like, you know, fill up your gas tank or whatever, and she'll real slyly roll down her window, and I'm like, roll up that window and stop huffing the gasoline fumes, for God's
Seriously,
sake.
Seriously, man. You are missing the signs.
She looks like this sweet little old lady.
She really isn't looking for something in that brown paper bag. She really isn't. You're missing all the signs. There's something wrong with your mother, and she needs help.
I know. I'm telling you. It's embarrassing. You know? I mean, she's like hanging her head out the window at the gas pump. You're like, Mabel, put your head back in, please.
She's not just thinking with a faraway look in her eyes when she has that Sharpie in her hand right by her nose, Patricia. My gosh, it's your mother. Come on.
I know. Get that woman some help. Kiss FM.
Okay, so next week they're saying before Thanksgiving, the Charcoaler is going to reopen.
Right.
Iconic drive-in restaurant in West El Paso. It closed about a year ago.
Right, right.
And now, like, a family member and other investors have taken over.
Right.
And they're going to reopen the thing.
The daughter. Okay, so here's the genealogy. The dad, the grandfather opened it back in 61. The son took over, I think, in the 90s. And then he's the one that ultimately closed it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then his daughter is taking over. So this is the third generation.
All right.
Yeah.
With other investors
right.
who run restaurants here in town.
Right.
And they say, according to their Facebook page, they're going to reopen before Thanksgiving, which is next Thursday. So what would you like to see come back to El Paso? A restaurant, a store?
I know what.
What would you like to see make a comeback?
The Popular.
You'd like to see The Popular make a comeback. What did you like about The Popular?
Because it was just, it was so El Paso. They had, you know, they had great clothes, they had great prices. And then you could not beat going there at Christmas because you would get The Popular gift box. Mm. And it was like this kind of like a light maroon with a gold, the Popular name was in gold.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, just Christmas.
Yeah.
That was Christmas.
Yeah. It was like a high-end department store before high-end department stores arrived to El Paso.
It
before
totally
these franchises,
was.
You know, like Dillard's and those kind of places.
It was amazing.
What about you? 880-9393 or the Mike and Trisha Facebook page. What would you like to see make a comeback in El Paso? Kiss FM.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Okay, so we're talking about iconic places you'd like to see come back to El Paso. Mine's the popular. Yours was what, Mike?
I would like to see a winning football program.
A winning football program.
Remember how festive the atmosphere was at the Sun Bowl game?
Yeah, I remember.
For home minor games.
Right, right.
Remember how they used to have a lot of stuff going on?
And
they used to have like a play area. Actual tens of thousands of people were showing up.
Yeah.
It was just a really festive, really cool Saturday night vibe.
It was nice. Not
I would
anymore.
Love to see that come back.
How about you, Mark? What would you want to see come back?
I want to see a Ponchos come back.
Ponchos.
Oh, I've heard so many good things about Ponchos from people that used to live here back in the day.
Yeah.
It was great. It was amazing. I mean, the fun part was the little flag that you pulled up when you wanted you know, like a refill or something. It was great. The sopapillas were amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Friend talks about their sopapillas all the time.
Legend, wait for a dairy. They were so good.
Yes. And he also always mentioned something about fajitas.
I don't know. I don't know about that though, because it was more of a buffet. I don't think they had fajitas.
No. Yeah, no.
No. Well, you know, he did a lot of drugs back in the day, so my friend could be confusing all kinds of stories.
It's possible. Oh, it's possible.
That was the Chichinchanga.
Yeah, right? Yeah, totally, man, totally. Which I think is what made that place so popular for
him. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
It's a buffet. Yeah. It's Mexican
food.
He
was like, I could eat. Yeah, yeah, I love it. Okay.
Yeah, it was
all
great.
Right, Mark. Thanks for calling, Mark. Thanks for
listening. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Charcoaler coming back. They say they're going to reopen before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So we want to know what you would like to see make a comeback in El Paso.
Hey, Johnny, what would you like to see?
Good morning, Mike and Trisha.
Good morning.
I would like to see Roller King come back.
Roller King. Oh, my God.
It doesn't exist anymore?
No.
No, no. We would always go there on Friday afternoons when I was back in junior high. Now there's no skating rink around here.
No,
No, none at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that I know of.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was neat because you would get dropped off a little late in the afternoon, like 5:30-ish or so.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then get picked up about 9 o'clock because you were big stuff, man. You got to stay at the Roller King till 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
And what was your favorite, the all skates or what? What was your favorite?
The speed skating contest.
Oh, man. That got really crazy.
Tell me about the speed skating contest, Johnny, and how did you used to do in them?
Oh, man, I would just take those curves like at 35 miles an hour.
Wow, you're like a race car, man.
and the couple skating, of course.
Yes.
Yeah,
couple skate.
Sure.
With your junior high girlfriend.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Because you were dating.
And did you ever wipe out like really bad during one of those skates?
All the time.
Man, yeah. I can't tell you how many wipeouts I saw because those guys went fast.
They were
really amazing. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And thank God for couple skates, because I have absolutely no coordination whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
And so I would have to hold on to somebody. I mean, I could, like, you know, pretend like I knew what I was doing.
And you know what's funny? That my wife laughs at me because I still have my roller skate.
Oh, cool. That's so cool.
They're full of dust in the garage.
Did you bronze them like your baby shoes?
Sure, just hanging in the garage.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you should bronze them like your baby shoes, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
By the way, the Delta, the Ascarte Driving is on Delta, and they used to show Spanish movies back in the day.
Oh, that's
Delta.
Right. It's the one that was across from Ascarte Park, the entrance, right?
Yeah. And now it's like a swap meet on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yes, yes. Well, isn't all of Alameda swap meet
on
Saturdays and Sundays?
The swap.
That's right.
Hey, don't make fun of the swap, man.
I'm not.
Don't do it. I love that place.
It's a personal thing.
That's right.
All right, Johnny.
Thanks, Johnny,
for calling, man. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Just like Mike and Trisha Mornings, an El Paso thing. Hey, so we received word that Charcoaler is opening by Thanksgiving. So between now and next Thursday, the Charcoaler is reopening after almost a year of being closed. And so now we're wondering, you know, what other places you would like to see make a comeback in El Paso?
Yeah.
Restaurant, stores, I don't know. It's up to you, man. What would you like to see make a comeback in El Paso?
Hey, Juan, I want to see the popular comeback. Which would you want to see back?
I was talking about Pistol Pete's Pizza.
Pistol Pete's, yeah.
Now, what did you like about Pistol Pete's?
I liked it because back in the day, it was a little more different than Peter Piper, for sure. It had just, you know, a lot more games to play, and then they had a bunch of specials, like, for the families. And also the prizes. I remember they used to give away, like, go-karts and gift cards to like places, and you know, it was cool because if you found that golden ticket while you're playing the ticket games,
uh-huh.
that was like a million tickets for that one prize. So
yeah.
I mean, of course, that's the way they sold it to where the kids were, you know, playing constantly. But
because that would be so cool, because you'd find the golden ticket and then you would be able to get like a deck of cards. With the 1 million tickets.
No.
All right.
Or one of those rings that looks like a spider.
I love those rings that look like spiders.
Or the vampire teeth.
Yeah. Right, right.
Oh, those were my favorite.
Or the little teeny tiny glow balls.
Yes.
You know, yeah, those are great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Totally worth 1 million tickets.
Yeah, for sure.
Juan, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
On the Mike and Tricia Facebook page, let's read a couple of comments off the wall, places that people would like to see come back. Alma writes Campus Queen. I don't recall the Campus Queen. I don't think
I was
right around when Campus Queen.
Yeah, and it was right down the street.
Yeah, see, when all I remember being right down the street is Wiener Schnitzel.
A little further.
Which is now something else.
Right, no. Yeah, it's a little further down. It's where... do you know where Artovino's is on Cincinnati?
Well, what was it? Was it just like a Wiener Schnitzel, or what was that?
Was it
a Dairy Queen? What was it?
They had really good soft serve ice cream, and then they had like a basic kind of dinerish kind
uh-huh.
of menu,
uh-huh.
and it was just a really cool place, and it had been there forever.
So was it like a dine-in restaurant?
Yes, you walked in, because it was at the corner of Cincinnati and Mesa.
Blanca writes, the Escondite Drive-In Theater.
Yeah.
I don't recall that one either.
Very cool. Must
have been before my time.
I went here like in
80 something.
Yeah, I went once or twice, and it was really cool because I was really young still.
Where was
it
exactly?
This I couldn't tell you because I was so young. I mean, I know that it was there, and I know I went a couple of times.
Is that where the Bronco is now? Is that where the swamp meet?
I guess maybe. I'm not really sure exactly.
Okay, all right.
Sorry. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning.
Okay, so we're talking about iconic places that you would love to see come back to El Paso because we're gonna all get charcoaler back on the west side. Yay!
I know. I'm excited about that.
So which place would you like to see can make a comeback in El Paso?
I would love to see the old Spudnuts come back to El Paso. I sold them as a kid in a basket strapped around my neck on Saturday morning from door to door.
Remember? That was so
cool.
Yeah,
I do remember.
Yeah. And they came in the little wax paper bags.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
uh-huh.
And they had some at the store, but it was basically door to door for the most part. I found them about 10 years ago for a family reunion, and the son actually made them for us. But I've lost their contact number. I need to dig through some of my files. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I found a recipe online, and I tried it. It's not that tough to do. And they're so good.
Now, these are the donuts that were made from potato.
From potato, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Potato dough, which is the best. Yeah. Absolutely.
I saw something on the Travel Channel just recently when they were doing, like, the best donuts in America.
Right.
And apparently there are still a few spud nuts left
here
in the
there.
Nation.
Yeah, sprinkled here and there.
They're scattered here and there. There aren't that many, but there still are some places where the spud nut lives.
Oh,
I know.
Well,
that might be a good tour.
Yeah. I know, right? Go visit them all and do a documentary.
Harry's planning her summer vacation.
I know.
Right. I'm going to run from Spudnut Shop to Spudnut Shop.
Take me with you, Harry.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
What would you like to see make a comeback in El Paso? Let's go with Ray now. What do you think? What is it for you, Ray?
I don't know that this is Ray anymore.
Oh, no? That's not Ray? It is Ray?
I'm here.
Okay.
What is it, Ray?
I would love to see Mervyn's.
Oh, Mervyn's. I loved Mervyn's. Yeah.
I did. My grandmother used to take me there all the time, and now they have this thing called Kohl's, and you never find anything in Kohl's anymore. It's always messy.
It's not the same.
Well, what did you like about Mervyn's, other than because that's where your grandma used to take you?
Well, I mean, it was, you find a lot of cool stuff there, and then I like their clothes. And then one day it was like, let's go to Mervyn's. And my grandma was like, we don't have any Mervyn's anymore.
Wow. They're all closed. I liked Mervyn's too because it was a nice, you know, kind of, you know, mid to low price actually stuff. And there's stuff always saying, dude, I've got stuff from Mervyn's that I bought 20 years ago.
No way.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm with you, Ray.
Totally about you, Ray? You still wear your clothes from 20 years ago?
No, actually, my grandmother has some stuff that she used to buy my grandfather, and to this day she still has them, and she'll take them out and say, hey, I bought them at Mervyn's.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
As a matter of fact, I have some old grandpa
Thank
sweaters, because that's where you could find them, and then now I can't find any grandpa sweaters. Hi, Monica.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So which place would you like to see come back to El Paso?
Oh, Steak and Ale.
Steak and Ale. Oh, yeah. Dude.
It was the best prime rib. They had the best iced tea and salad bar. Mm-hmm. Everything was delicious.
And it was such a neat place to go on a date.
Do you think it would, it would still be able to compete with all the other steakhouses that have opened over the years?
It was that good. I think so.
Yes, I think so. It was delicious. Any special occasions with my family, we would go there. I mean, everybody loves it. And we still joke around that when my sister comes from out of town, and I ask her, where do you want to go? And she always tells me, Steak and Ale.
And it was, the ambiance was amazing. It was just, you felt so grown up.
Did you?
When a date would take you there. It was just really neat. I loved it.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Let's see what Christine would like to see make a comeback in El Paso. What would it be for you, Christine?
I would say Marie Callender's.
Oh.
You know, I never got to eat there.
What?
I never got to eat at Marie Callender's.
I remember my mom always making me get down to go get the pies. And I would get down and see this huge display and be like, why only one?
I know. You're like, come on, there's like a dozen that we could take home right now.
Yeah. And I always did want to try one of those pot pies.
Oh, the pot pies were amazing.
I love pot pies.
But she's talking about the pie pies.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Those are amazing. Yeah, the pot pies are outstanding.
Or how about a pie pot pie?
Oh,
I would love to try the pot pie pie.
You know, I don't like for things to touch on my plate. I believe at Marie Callender's,
yeah,
I would forget that rule.
Thank you very much, Christine. Yeah. Appreciate you listening. On the Mike and Tricia Facebook page, Frank Esther Gandera Gomez, may not be the name on his or her driver license, writes Fiesta de las Flores, but when they had it at Washington Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was old school.
Wasn't that old school?
Yeah.
Wasn't that where Selena's performed one time?
Yep.
Yeah. And now they got it where? At the County Coliseum?
At the County Coliseum.
Yeah. It's just a whole different vibe
that. It is. At Washington Park, it was amazing. Hey, Josie.
Good morning.
Okay. So tell us what you would like to see come back to El Paso.
Well, actually, it was two places, Wills Plus on Montana and Castle Park. There were just hangouts for us teenagers at the time, dancing and roller skating.
Oh, cool. Wills Plus. I never went there.
It was in Montana. It was a nice thing. Friday night dancing and Saturday night roller skating. It was nice. It was just a hangout place for teenagers and, you know, no drinking was allowed.
Yeah, Josie, remember when places like that used to be around and kids could go do that stuff?
Right.
Oh, yes. It was fun. It was something that I would like to, you know, have teenagers go and, you know, have a good time instead of all these underage drinking parties and things like that. So,
and, you know, and it's funny because
it was my time.
Yeah, we used to have, because I graduated in 84, and we used to have, like, school dances. We used to have, you know, stuff like that. But we also had places where we could go, where you could just dance, or you could roller skate, or whatever.
Teen nights for those that, you know.
And it was just really neat because you
couldn't get to Juarez. If you couldn't get to Juarez, there were these options.
Yeah, but it was really neat because this was way before we even thought about going to Juarez. But it was
exactly.
Really it was cool, and parents knew that it was a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the owners were usually on site. It was just a nice thing to have.
Yeah,
it was. Mm-hmm. I miss that. You know, I would talk about that. You know.
And your kids look at you like you're crazy.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They totally
remember doing the Smurf.
The
nice.
Smurf.
Nice.
All right, Josie.
Thanks
for calling. Thank you for listening.
Okay, so we're talking about things that you wish would come back to El Paso because we're going to get an iconic El Paso restaurant back. Charcoaler is going to open up next week. Woohoo! So,
and they promise that they're keeping the same menu.
No. They showed. If you noticed, I did a blog on it, and they have a Facebook posting where they show you the menu board.
Oh, okay.
And it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
They're supposed to add more stuff as they go on,
it looks
right?
like they did.
But the stuff that you know and love, it's still
there.
On there.
Yeah. Okay, so we're asking you on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page, what iconic thing would you like to see come back to El Paso? Sylvia says Lane's Dairy, delivering your milk in glass containers fresh to your house.
They used to do that?
They did, dude. I remember that. You used to have this like wooden crate, and you would leave a note for the milkman and tell him what you needed the next time he came around.
A.K.A. El Lechero.
El Lechero. It was fabulous. It was so, so good. Christy says Swenson's Ice Cream Parlor on Mesa.
Oh, I know.
Right?
I know. That's where Garufas is now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was so amazing. Sandra says Godfather's Pizza. Dude, When I was pregnant with Ryan, I could put down a medium Godfather's pizza all by myself.
So what was it about those pizzas? I mean, because, you know, for the most part, pizza's pizza.
No, this was, and I don't even like deep dish pizza. This was
deep
the
dish.
Ultimate deep dish pizza.
Oh, I love deep dish.
And honestly, it was like an inch and a half thick. And the crust was amazing.
The crusty sides.
The crust was amazing.
I love that.
And it was never gooey. Like, you know, on the bottom sometimes with deep dish pizza, the bottom is kind of gooey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they did, but it was never gooey, and it was just the best pizza in the world.
The secret's in the dish, man. It's in the dish.
Yeah, absolutely.
The pan, really.
And then April says she wished Bennigan's would come back.
They used to have some, that used to be like the Friday night party
place.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it was like, and especially like when there was like big events going on.
Yes.
Like when they used to have like a big party for like St. Patrick's Day. I mean, that
Bennigan's
place was jacked.
It was hopping.
That was the ish to be at on those kind of events.
And then kind of on the local side, well, totally on the local side, Frank says Gasoline Alley, which is right down the street, which is part of the Bermuda Triangle
for a while.
It was Gasoline Alley,
Surf Club.
And what was the other one?
The one that was on the other side of the street.
Yeah.
This is
going to drive me crazy. Oh my God, call us and tell us.
Mustang Sally's.
What was the Bermuda Triangle? It was Gasoline Alley. It was the Surf Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the last one.
I know, man.
Dang it.
That was always the least busy because you had to, like, you know, go across the street.
Yeah. And it was across Mesa.
And even back then, it wasn't any better than it is now.
No, it wasn't.
You know, it was still like playing, you know, human Frogger.
It totally was.
Oh, hey, I have a correction and an update. You know,
okay.
Earlier we were talking about Roller King and how it doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Because one of our callers would like to see Roller King come back. There is still a skating rink in El Paso.
Where?
It's called Roller Bomb.
Where's that?
Roller Bomb is on the far east side of town.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. Lorenzo Avenue or something like that. I'm not really sure where that is. Oh, it's over by the Sportsplex in that area.
Oh, okay. Way out there.
Yeah, way out there. It's called Roller Bomb.
Oh, that's cool.
So there still is a place where you can go roller skating.
Oh, that is so
cool. It's just not Roller King.
Hey, Mike, we're talking about places you'd like to see come back to El Paso. Which one would you like to see?
Oh, man, I would like to see Shakey's Pizza. I remember that one on Dyer Street in front of Kmart.
My mom and dad used to, Shakey's.
Thin Crust.
Thin Crust is my favorite pizza.
And see, I love Thin Crust. Usually I eat Thin Crust pizza, yes. But Shakey's Pizza, Thin Crust, black olives, and that's it.
They even had anchovies.
Yes.
Was it a crunchy Thin Crust?
Yes.
That's my favorite.
Yes.
It was like paper thin.
Yeah. Oh. Pan pizza? My favorite pizza.
This one, hands down. And they had anchovies, believe it or not.
Yeah. My first favorite Shakey's, just black olives. My second favorite Shakey's, black olives, mushrooms, and anchovies. Oh, dude.
Yes. Man.
Yes. Yes, now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now I'm hungry.
Or with pineapple.
No,
You guys eat the weirdest stuff,
You've
man.
You've gone too far, Mike. You've gone too far. No pineapple ever.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, all right. You know, we're talking about things, places that you'd love to see make a comeback in El Paso on the heels of word being that the Charcoaler Drive-In will reopen before Thanksgiving.
Hey, Ceci, so what place would you like to see come back to El Paso?
Meisenheimer's in Bassett Center.
Meisenheimer's. Oh, girl.
Love that place.
Okay.
Love the ham boat. Mike would have loved that sandwich,
The ham boat. That's my favorite.
Describe a ham boat to me.
Dude, the ham boat was like your head full of ham.
Piled with ham. And more ham. Just when you think there's plenty of ham, they give you more on it.
And remember, it was warm. The ham was warm. The cheese was melted. And the bread was toasted.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of a hard roll toasted thing. It was wonderful.
It was so
wonderful.
Good. And then
did you ever have ice cream.
Yes. Oh, did you ever have the little girl sundae?
No, I did not. I was for the big girl sundae.
Okay. Well, when I was going to Meisenheimer's, I was little. I was like 10 years old. And my Sithi would always take us there because she would go get her hair done in one of the salons in Bassett.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would walk down Bassett and go to Meisenheimer's, and you'd get the little girl sundae. And it was pink bubblegum ice cream with marshmallow fluff.
Oh, man, that sounds sweet.
And whipped cream.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
It was to die for. God,
that explains your dentures.
I know.
That explains why you have nothing but fake teeth,
Trisha.
That's right,
because right, they've all fallen out because of the little girl sundae.
Because of the little girl sundae. Yes.
And the way it was decorated was so cute. It was like a little ice cream shop, shop. You know what I mean? With white and red stripes and stuff. It was so cute.
Oh, girl.
It was great.
Oh, you're killing me. Now I'm just like, Meisenheimer's, come back.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, Sessie. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
You know what else was in Bassett originally was the Greenery. And the Greenery used to be a total ladies who lunch place.
Uh-huh.
And it was all green and white.
Is this the one that when it used, that to, used be to be at in Sunland Dillard's, Park? Right?
No. That was El Bandito.
Oh, I remember
Dillard's
that one, though.
Dillard's was El Bandito, and that was the upper level of Dillard's.
Yeah.
And then
it was owned by Guy Rex, wasn't
it?
It
was owned by Guy Rex, and they had all of the girls who were in their pageants.
Yes.
They were the waitresses.
Yes.
But the Greenery was like the señoras.
Uh-huh.
That's where the señoras used to go, because
but the Greenery is still there, isn't it?
It's in Sunland Park. I'm not sure if it's still in Sunland Park.
I think it's still there.
But they totally changed the look of it. It used to be like a totally chick plate. I never saw a man in there.
But it's still there, though. We're looking for places that no longer exist. And I think the Greenery still exists.
I'm not sure if
it
still
may
is.
Not
okay.
look the same, but it still exists.
Okay.
Melinda says kebabs.
Ooh.
Chicken fried steak, the best, she writes. Absolutely. Wasn't it the best?
Dude, kebabs.
I don't know what it was
amazing.
About the chicken fried steak.
And those baked potatoes that were like the size of your plate. They were so good.
Oh. All right. Kiss FM. I don't know if you saw this or not, but they're offering what they're calling Thanksgiving pence. They're selling Thanksgiving pence this year.
Are they sweatpants by any chance?
Well, basically, they're like maternity wear.
Right, right.
And they have the the elastic waist, and they look like a stovetop box, and then the stretchy elastic part looks like stuffing.
Nice. I love it.
and they have like a really clever commercial that they're running on the internet. It's really clever. It's funny because it sounds like a goof commercial.
Okay.
It sounds like the type of goof commercials that we play every now and then. But this is for real. This is the for real commercial that you can find on stovetop Thanksgiving pants on the internet.
You love having Thanksgiving dinner with your family and enjoying a second serving of a delicious home-cooked meal. But afterwards, you feel stuck and restricted in your uncomfortable jeans, khakis, or slacks. You try to unbutton your pants for relief, but they're too tight. You're trapped. Stop the frustration and the embarrassment. The solution is here. Introducing Stovetop Thanksgiving Dinner Pants. Stovetop Thanksgiving Dinner Pants with their non-patented stuff and stretch waistband allow you to eat in comfort. Based on the same technology used in astronauts' underpants, they can expand to nearly 2 times their original size. Wow! You could try to make your own stretchy pants, but bags of rubber bands can cost tens of dollars. And unbuttoned pants can result in shameful injury or worse. Don't spend your hard-earned money on fancy maternity pants. Let Stovetop Thanksgiving Dinner Pants handle that precious bun in the oven. Dine in comfort with limited edition Stovetop Thanksgiving Dinner Pants for just $19.98, delivered right to your door. And if you act now, we'll throw in a set of 3 Stovetop holiday cards. Great for using during the holidays as cards.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
That is classic.
Isn't it dope?
Talk about marketing genius. Oh, my gosh.
I file that under surprised it hasn't happened before already.
Totally, totally.
But 1998, come on. Oh, my gosh. That's too steep for me, man. I'm just going to stick to my undies.
Oh, great.
No, I didn't mean it the way it came out. I don't mean I'm going to stick to my undies. Oh, never mind.
You've been listening to Mike and Trisha Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.